How better could you plan for your future? I mean, there's many things that we could get up to. We could be planning for our financial future. We could be planning for just life itself. If you thought that you had another 30 years to live, would you do something different?
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hello, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And today I want to have a look at longevity, because it's something that we should all be interested in. How long are we going to live? And there's lots of quotes about longevity, and it can mean different things to different people. Aria Spears says, to sustain longevity, we have to evolve. Here's another quote from Sophie Tucker, and she says, the secret of longevity is to keep breathing. Well, I find it fascinating and terribly interesting that we need to just keep going and keep doing stuff and evolving as you like, because that is our nature, to want to keep improving and lead an interesting life. We don't know how long we're going to live. And when we get closer to our retirement, it's probably something that we look at and take it more of an interest in, because our retirement can last 20, 30 years, or perhaps even longer. Did you know that the number of octogenarians in this world, that is those reaching 80 or 89 years of age, is now the norm? I know my mum is 88 and dad was 85 when he passed, and I have an aunt that's 91 and she's still going strong. The chances of becoming a nonagenarian, that is those reaching 90 to 99 years of age, is now on the cards for a lot of us. Life expectancy is increasing across the world, and the world population has also increased rapidly. The number of centenarians is expected to increase quickly in the future. That is people reaching 100 years of age. Who would have ever thought that you could reach 100 years old? So these terms are all associated with longevity. Older Australians are generally living longer and healthier lives than those in previous generations. Life expectancy is increasing both at birth and over the course of a person's life, as most of the Western world enjoy greater standards of living and better access to high-quality healthcare. So what have we got to look forward to? What will you be able to get up to in these last years of our lives? Baby boomers may become the generation that could spend longer in retirement than they did working. What do you think of that situation? There is a large and growing group of older people who are generally well, living independently, and actively participating in society and in the economy. So most people probably would like to know the answer to how long will I live? And is there anything that you can do about ensuring that you may be able to live a bit longer? So most people have no idea how long they might live. However, if you know your age currently, there are some Australian life tables that you can access courtesy of the Australian Bureau of Statistics that may give you some general clue about how long people are living to at the moment. But what if you could have a number for your possible longevity to work towards? How better could you plan for your future? I mean, there's many things that we could get up to. We could be planning for our financial future. We could be planning for just life itself. If you thought that you had another 30 years to live, would you do something different? Would you commit to taking that university course that perhaps you were always interested in? You know, 4 or 5 years is a long time to commit, but if you knew you had another 30 years to live, would you might consider having a go? If you thought you had another 30 years to live, would it make a difference to how you spent your retirement savings? Having this information could be crucial to a lot of important decisions that you make. I have found a useful website where you will receive an estimate of your longevity. It's called mylongevity.com.au. On it, they have a shape analyzer test that anyone can take. The aim of the test is to make reputable and useful information about longevity available to you. The shape analyzer is designed to help you understand your own longevity and what could influence it. I took the test and am pleased to see that the shape analyzer estimates my remaining life expectancy is 30 years, resulting in a total life expectancy of 94 years. Well, that's great news, isn't it? Well, you bet it is. It means I will be around long enough to see my children mature. I'll see them throughout their working life. I may even see them retire, and I'll get to see my grandchildren grow up. And that's exciting too, to be part of your grandchildren's life until they reach adulthood. I know my late husband would have loved to have been around to see his grandchildren. We recently had the pleasure of welcoming into this world a grandson, a brother for his sister. So I now have 2 grandchildren. And to think that I know that I'm going to be around to see them grow into young adults is very pleasing indeed. But wait, there's another side to all of this. And that is, I've got another 30 years to fill in. Excuse my voice, everyone. I've just gotten over a viral pharyngitis disease and I didn't realise how croaky my voice was. But getting back to 30 years, I've got 30 years to fill in. And I may have even longer because the way this test works, it gives you an idea of what type of things can add years to your life expectancy. You're at an advantage if you've had grandparents that lived a long life. It's also to your advantage if you had parents that lived to a long life. But you can do things yourself that will influence how long you're going to live. Things like, we should all know it as well, things like smoking. Are you a smoker? Other things that can influence your longevity are things like drinking. How much alcohol do you drink? And of course, there's also the weight thing. Are you overweight? They're just three of the health things that have an influence on how long you will live. Also, your mobility. They say that, are you getting any exercise at all? Are you getting up off the chair? Are you getting up off the couch? Are you going for a walk? Or more importantly, are you doing more than that? Are you actually doing some vigorous exercise 3 times a week, I believe, is recommended? So there are things that are under our control that we can do to help ourselves lead a long and healthy life. Now, getting back to this 30 years, how are we going to pass 30 years? I know travel is one of the number one priorities of a lot of retirees, but can we all afford to travel 365 days of the year? Probably not. So we need to find other things to get up to and do. We have an opportunity in retirement to make a difference to the world, to our community, even if it is just to one person. Helping someone else has a beneficial effect both for them and for yourself. There are many service organisations out there that you can join, like the Lions Club, Rotary Club, and now more than ever, there are overseas volunteer programs that you can join. You can even go on a volunteering holiday these days. But just making a difference in your community, passing on your knowledge, perhaps joining a grandparenting program where you go along and be a substitute grandparent to children that do not have any. And if you can't leave home, then perhaps you can join a telephone helpline. There's so many ways that you can help out in your community. But passing on your knowledge and being a mentor or a coach is one way that you can use your skills and pass your knowledge on. They say we need to use this time to do the stuff that we never had time to do because we were always busy doing things, running around after the family, doing all the things we had to do, but not necessarily doing the things that we wanted to do or that we enjoyed doing. So here's your chance. Get out there. Make a difference to your society. Make a difference to the world. We have a lot of knowledge stored up in our heads, and now's our opportunity to pass it on. It could be in the service groups. It could be through your local church. There's no excuses for becoming a couch potato. This is our time when we can get out there and start doing things that are important to us. It's nice helping the family, but sometimes we can do more than that. I'd be interested to hear what you all thought and would welcome your feedback. Most people have no idea how long they might live. Few people understand what influences their aging has and what their life expectancy is. But things that do influence your longevity are to do with your surroundings, the external factors that could affect our longevity, as well as the physical environment and some social factors. So if you're living in, say, a big city, whether you like living where you do, whether there is regular pollution warnings where you live, do you work at a desk or are you continually driving? Having a pet can make us happy. And whether you live on your own or whether you have family members around, your health, if you have high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, and even how much you sleep, how little or how long you sleep, whether your bowel movements are working, and whether you've had previous problems with strokes or heart attacks, whether you're a couch potato and how much you exercise, all these things affect our longevity. And knowing this, wouldn't it motivate you to do something about it? Even things like your attitude about work, your friends, whether you get easily stressed, and what do you do when things aren't going your way? Are you able to cope with you? How's your love life? That could also be an influencer on how you're feeling. And just generally, how are you feeling about when you, about getting older? Are you feeling less useful or not? I believe it doesn't matter what age you are. You have a right to be happy at any age. And a lot of times it's up to ourselves. It's how we choose to think about our life. I mean, we can't go backwards, that's for sure. The only thing we can do is to live this day, this hour, this minute. And we have the choice to make it happy just from the way we feel. Our longevity can be determined partly from how long the parents and the grandparents lived, and definitely our eating habits and our smoking and drinking habits. And if you have a lot of coffee, have a lot of fried food, all these things can influence our longevity. So what am I trying to say is it's up to ourselves. There are things that we can change. If you knew that there were some things that you were doing, and if you changed a couple of habits, that would give you a few more years life on this earth, would you change? We have control over what we do and what we get up to. And I'm suggesting that we can all be happy in our retirement. It's up to ourselves. So here's the challenge. Take the Shape Analyzer test. Anyone can do it. It's on mylongevity.com.au. There's a tab there for Shape Analyzer. Answer the question. Put your current age in. Answer the questions. And it will give you the best estimate from the answers that you give on how long you're going to live. And I am suggesting that this will make a difference to you, knowing how long you have to go What can you plan to do? What can you plan to get up to? Until next time, this is Ann Nelson from Retire Well, Retire Happy. It's up to us, and get out there, enjoy your life, and take the time to have an input into someone else's life.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.